Joining us now is Coach Jimmy Tucker of the Holden Eagles. Holden hosted Lexington tonight in an MRVC East battle. Lexington comes out with a 46-16 win. Coach, tell me a little bit about the game. How did it go? You know, were you in the game early?
Yeah, I mean, it was 0-0 in the first quarter. We drove down. I think we got it to Lexington inside the 10. We didn't score on fourth down. And then after that, it seemed like all the momentum changed. They did a good job with their run game. Their size really hurt us, I felt like. And we just weren't able to stop them, and we couldn't get any momentum going. First half, second quarter was kind of brutal for us. So I thought outside of the second quarter, we played pretty decent. But, you know, give them credit. They did a lot of good things.
Yeah, Lexington's a very physical football team, likes to run the football. You know, you guys put a couple touchdowns up on the board tonight. What did you guys do offensively that allowed you to have some success?
Well, you know, we had some success late. Like I said, we moved the ball early. We just didn't punch it in, and then so that really hurt us. And we were able to move the ball in the passing game, so able to do stuff like that. We were missing offensive linemen and one of our running backs tonight, but we just weren't able to get a whole lot going. Other than their passing game, we were able to make some plays in the passing game, but defensively, we just weren't able. We weren't very successful slowing them down tonight.
That moves you guys to 2-3 on the season, 0-1 in the MRVC East. I think the MRVC East is going to be a pretty competitive league this year. You know, Knob Noster is obviously very good. Higginsville, Lexington, you guys are a quality team. Next week, you guys go on the road to face the Higginsville Huskers. What do you know about Higginsville? What are you looking to improve on going into next week?
Well, you know, like I said, hopefully what we want to improve on is just, just our demeanor on the field. You know, like I said, I was very disappointed the way our guys played the second quarter. Felt like after we had a long drive that we drove the ball, but we didn't score. But I felt like a successful drive. You know, we didn't score, but we left them in bad field position, and instead of responding well defensively, you know, we kind of got, like I said, we got our divers down and just really couldn't seem to recover from that. So second half, I thought, you know, really challenged our kids to come out and just have better body language and play more physical and do those things. And I thought we did a better job of that the second half. You know, they still moved the ball on us and did some things, but I thought, you know, all in all, our defense played better and offense played a lot better. So hopefully we can, you know, build on that for next week.
Yeah, in the MRVC East, I think week to week, you're going to get challenged, you know, physically. Do you have a young team? Are your kids going to be able to hold up to that conference
play?
Well,
you know, we do have a lot of seniors, you know, and that's been kind of the disappointing thing. Like, we feel like we haven't, as a group, you know, we just haven't played well when things are hard. And I thought finally for the second half, I thought we finally took a step in the right direction and playing well when things aren't going well, you know. And that's, you know, what I've told the kids all along is our conference is very good this year. There's going to be no easy games. You know, there's not a game that you can't lose. And, so our challenge to their guys is we got to learn how to play in a dogfight. You know, we haven't really done that yet. And we also got to, you know, when we're behind, we can't get our divers down and, you know, just quit. So hopefully, you know, we finally saw some signs of that in the second half of the night. So hopefully that will help carry over the weeks to come, because like you said, you know, each week now for the next, you know, 4 weeks in our conference, each week's going to be a battle.